Previously on The Good Wife.
It shows your 30,000 votes are fraudulent. So you want to bury them? Do what you want. I'm not owning this decision.
That is you and Jim Moody conversing in private. I'm not interested in you. I want Peter Florek. All you have to do is testify against him.
Did you kill Danny Littleton?
No.
Is there any way your skin could have ended up under her fingernail?
No.
Then you're innocent.
Oh, I feel so nervous.
Let me tell you exactly what the defense is going to say. That the DNA can't be trusted. Mr. Gardner is going to pound his desk and say loudly so that you know that it's important, garbage in, garbage out.
Well, I'm glad Mr. Pomar gave you a preview of my defense. It'll save me time. You'll notice, though, that I'm not pounding my desk or yelling wildly. The simple fact is I don't need to. I have a client who is innocent.
Mr. Grant tried to rape Annie Littlejohn, and when she resisted, he killed her. Now, how do I know that Mr. Grant did this? There were no video cameras there. Well, luckily, science has provided its own video camera. In her last desperate moments, Danny scratched Mr. Grant, leaving his skin under her fingernails. This young girl's brave last act did not save her life, but it did catch her killer.
Here's the thing about DNA. Whatever you touch, whether you pick up a soda can or a garden hose, you leave a small trace of yourself. A small trace of your DNA. There. I just left a small trace of my DNA. Now, ma'am, if you were to touch it in the same place, a small trace of my cells may end up on you.
Now, Mr. Gardner will attempt to explain away this DNA in many exotic ways. And in fact, like any good defense attorney, he will leave this court and argue in another court that DNA is absolutely infallible.
Jeffrey never knew Danny Littlejohn. Never met her. Never even said hello to her on campus.
Now, Mr. Grant and Miss Littlejohn, in fact, were members of the same off-campus club.
Now, this club was run by a campus math professor. So, Mr.
What about Mr. Grant's alibi? He was sleeping in his dorm room. But no one saw.
And possibly most damning of all, the police arrested someone else for this murder.
Objection. Come on up.
I'm a little bit unsettled.
You'd keep the jury awake.
You said I couldn't mention the man's name, Your Honor.
No, I said you couldn't mention the man himself.
Your Honor, it goes to my theory of the case.
Oh, yeah, please, let's hear the theory of the case.
The police were so embarrassed by arresting the wrong man a year earlier, they railroaded my client.
No, this isn't about the cop's motive. This is about you putting doubt in the mind of the jury, and I want you to cut it out.
Yes, Your Honor.
Good, now you're done?
With my opening argument, yes, Your Honor.
Good, now step the hell back.
Should have taken the plea line.
Okay, we're going to recess for lunch. I'll see you back here in 90 minutes.
Jeff, remember what I said? It's a marathon, it's not a sprint.
I think I'm guilty.
Everyone will think you're guilty until I present my evidence. Hold it together. And don't look away. You meet their eyes.
Everything all right?
I was just thinking, none of this existed 6 months ago.
Yeah, it's a real firm.
Thank you.
For?
Making me do this.
Alicia. I'm seeing Glenda.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, she's trying to dig up stuff on her firm. So, I thought I should come clean to you.
Okay, but you're not giving her anything.
No.
Good.
You look concerned.
No, I just thought, when you say you're seeing her, I thought she was gay.
Bi, or something.
Good. None of my business.
You think this is the way Will and Diane talk?
We just need a shot of bourbon.
I'll get some. What?
Justice.
You want me to stay?
No, that's okay. Mr. Dubeck, hello.
This is Fork. I hope you don't mind a small interruption.
Would it matter if I did?
It would matter to me. I won't take a minute. I won't
Sandra,
even sit.
Can you call this phone in 5 minutes and let me know I have a phone call?
Is it necessary? You represented your husband, the governor, in the legal matters surrounding his election.
I think you know that I did.
Yes, I know you did. Given that the Office of Public Integrity is investigating matters having to do with a stuffed ballot box.
A ballot box I knew nothing about.
A ballot box you argued for in court.
No, I argued against. Then argued for.
Which is why I advise you to submit to a voluntary deposition.
Really? You advise me?
You did nothing wrong. Your husband did nothing wrong. The best way to clear this up is to speak on the record.
Or you'll leak it to the press?
No. But I do have a witness who will go on the record. Another lawyer.
Who?
Will Gardner.
I doubt that.
If I were you, I would get on the record first. Here's my card. Call me by this time tomorrow. I think that's your fictional call. Talk to you soon.
We can claim with 99.9% certainty that this DNA comes from Mr. Grant.
And did you find any other evidence of DNA around or on the body?
No, only Mr. Grant's.
And the quantity of the DNA under the victim's fingernails was consistent with a defensive struggle.
That is correct.
And
where'd you get it?
Campus security. They were sympathetic.
Linda, I could kiss you.
Not here. Listen, I need to talk to you later.
Sure, by what?
Later.
And so, Mr. Vail.
Actually, Dr. Vail.
My apologies, Dr. Vail. You have no doubt about the providence of this DNA.
With all DNA work, sir, we leave ourselves a degree of doubt. But the doubt here is 0.00001.
Thank you, sir. And now I believe Mr. Gardner would like to talk to you about touch DNA.
I do. Thank you, Finn. Now that the prosecutor has brought it up, what is touch DNA?
DNA that is transferred via skin cells when an object is handled or touched.
And how many skin cells does a person shed every day?
Approximately 400,000 skin cells.
Wow, that's a lot. So if I handle this book on my desk, Introduction to Litigation, it was a gift from Mr. Pomar.
Well, you told me you'd finally read it.
Now, if I handle this book and I hand it to you, am I transferring cells?
You could be. You would have to hold it for some time, and it would be a better absorbent if the cover were cloth.
As this one is.
Yes, that would transfer your cells.
Your Honor, I've had some late-arriving evidence, and unfortunately I haven't had time to put it on slides.
That's all right. We can struggle without technology today.
The last day of Danny Littlejohn's life, she checked out a research book from her advanced sociology class. This is her at 3:25 p.m. as seen from the library surveillance cameras. Do you see her there?
I do.
Now, this was a book all the sociology classes needed to share.
So a student couldn't take it out of the library. They had to return it after reading the chapter.
Gardner appears to be testifying here, Your Honor.
He does that. Is there a question swimming around in all those statements?
Yes, Your Honor. A few hours earlier, at 12:39, the same book was checked out by this person. Do you recognize it?
It looks like Jeffrey Grant.
It is, actually. Now, this sociology book, an old book, had a cloth cover. Is it possible that the DNA at question here was transferred via the cloth cover of this book?
It could, but to get under the victim's fingernails, she would have had to grip the book quite tightly.
Yes, but as you say, it's possible. It's certainly possible. Can you see that, Mr. Pomar?
I can, Mr. Gardner. Thank you. You wanted an answer in 24 hours?
Or he'll depose Will. It's a bluff. Will won't break attorney-client privilege.
What if they offer him immunity?
For what?
Conspiracy to commit voter fraud.
He saw a videotape. He argued against the votes, too.
Yeah, but he buried that video.
I think I should do it.
the phone's your deposition?
It's the only way to control the questions. I'm in my rights to answer any questions I want and refuse any due to attorney-client privilege. Even if I refuse to answer any questions, I will know what he's asking Will.
Good, good. Do you need a lawyer?
No, I have Kerry.
Kerry, I guess. Sure, he's up to it?
He's up to it.
What do you have?
Me? Nothing. You know, just a song in my heart.
Damn it.
Thank you for trying, Doctor. Now, if you wanted to avoid leaving touch DNA, how could you do it?
If I wanted to avoid it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the best way would be to remove the top layer of dead cells on your skin.
Through washing hands?
Yes. Or some kind of solvent or alcohol-based cleanser.
Or chlorine?
Yes. A chlorine-based wash would be quite effective.
Wouldn't chlorine also be effective at washing away any result from touch DNA?
Yes, it would.
My apologies, Your Honor. This evidence arrived so late. I, too, didn't have time to transfer it to a monitor.
It's like Perry Mason here with all this late-arriving stuff. Go ahead.
Could you please tell me who you see in this photo, sir?
It looks like the victim, Danny Littlejohn.
It is, in fact, at the college swimming pool. Could you tell me the time code of the campus surveillance camera?
It says 5:12.
P.M., that's right. So this would be after Mr. Gardner's library photo of Miss Littlejohn handling the cloth sociology book.
Yes, an hour and a half later.
Let me just take this by the jury. So, if Miss Littlejohn went swimming in a chlorinated pool after she'd handled a book positively doused with touch DNA, would that eliminate any effects of touch DNA on her body?
It would, definitely.
And so the DNA underneath Miss Littlejohn's fingernails would still most likely come from a defensive wound that night.
Objection. Beyond the scope.
Sure, you can have that one. Sustained.
Do you have any more questions?
It's my fault. I should have checked.
We're going to start over. How did his DNA end up on her?
Okay, I'm on it.
Somewhere in here. Danny Littlejohn got out of the campus pool at 5:12. Jeffrey Grant's car key has him entering his dorm room at 7:49 p.m. They had to cross somewhere in here. Kalinda?
So Grant had his baseball game at 6:30. He was injured at 7, went to the emergency room, and was released at 7:30.
Did they cross at the hospital?
There was no record of Danny visiting the hospital.
So beat the bushes. What were Danny Littlejohn's exact movements from her swim until the time of her death? And how could Jeffrey have crossed with her? Let's go.
You're starting over?
May I step back?
And we're putting 8 associates on it?
Yes.
Hold on, Kalinda. What about the earlier suspect, the professor?
Dr. Delaney? The judge won't allow any mention of him.
Do we think he did it?
Who, Jeffrey?
No, the professor. Do we think Jeffrey did it?
I don't know.
What is the plea on the table?
It's off the table. Jeffrey rejected it.
What was the plea on the table?
8 years. You think I've lost my perspective?
No, I just think 8 years is preferable to life. Jeffrey is 21. He'll be out before his 30th birthday.
He rejected it.
Better go.
Right, you're fine, Kalinda.
Well, your defense seems to be taking for granted his innocence. What if he's not? What's your fallback?
The jury believed touch DNA. They looked at Jeffrey and they wanted to believe he didn't do it. All we need to do is hint at a cross between Jeffrey and the victim somewhere where his DNA could have ended up on her. This isn't a crusade, Diane. I like the kid. I think he's innocent. I feel bad. He's having the crap beaten out of him in holding, but I'm playing this smart.
Okay. Tell me if you need my help. I'll be in the courtroom down from yours.
On what?
The hedge fund. Bonnerich. Another DUI.
Keeping the world safe for drunk CEOs.
It's my new motto. Are they okay, Jeffrey's parents?
I understand, Mr. Grant, I know. But your son is mid-trial.
The Grant's their son. They want a second opinion. No, I'm sorry. Look, Will Gardner is Lockhart Gardner's top litigator. No, I'm sorry, sir, but you're in good hands. Thank you.
Wow, you're related, aren't they?
Just cooling things down. So, will you?
You want me as your lawyer?
Yeah. Why? You sound incredulous. Wouldn't you want me as your lawyer? Whoa.
I'm joking. Yes. Yes. I'll arrange a date and time for the deposition.
Good. I have the correspondence luncheon tomorrow, sometime before that.
Okay. Where are you going?
Court.
You offering a second opinion?
You were with Danny on that last day swimming, right?
I was. And afterwards.
What did you guys do afterwards?
She met me at the study hall.
You ever see this person there?
No, but it's a big campus.
Of course. And do you know where Danny went after that?
No. She just finished her coffee and headed off.
She had a coffee. Like a Starbucks coffee?
No, a campus one.
Okay, Camilla, thanks. Keep on it. Jeffrey, we may have a lead on Danny's whereabouts. We think she was buying coffee at the campus coffee shop around 5:30 or so. Were you there? Let me say this before you answer. We need to find some place your touch DNA could have ended up under Danny's fingernails after her swimming. And all we can find is this coffee shop. I have to ask you again. Were you in this coffee shop around that time?
It makes sense that you would be.
I say yes. But you might have. Good. Let me run with that. The more you firm up your memory, the better. You still having trouble on holding? Yeah. I can talk to someone.
No. Doesn't put me in solitary. I killed myself in solitary.
This is a dorm here.
Mr. Grant's dorm.
Yes, and the body was discovered here.
Now, you found that Mr. Grant's card key had logged him in at 7:49 p.m., but the murder didn't happen until 9:15. How do you explain this?
This dorm here, it's a fire exit, but students keep it propped open with a chair. This is how Mr. Grant could have had access to the crime scene while bypassing the card key system.
And did you check out Mr. Grant's alibi?
That he was in his dorm room sleeping? Yes, there were no witnesses.
Thank you, Detective. Nothing further.
Detective, why did it take you a year to catch my client?
Why? We were being careful.
But you must have questioned students in this dorm building with the propped open door.
No.
You didn't? Why was that?
We were pursuing another lead.
I see. So it took you a year to find my client. Well, you must have been very busy.
Yes, we were.
You were busy with other cases?
And this case.
It takes you a while to clear cases, is that...
Look, we had someone else in our sights.
Objection, Your Honor. Relevance.
I didn't bring it up.
He cowed the witnesses.
I didn't cow anyone. He volunteered.
Come on up.
The witness brought up the other suspect to defend his inactivity.
After being badgered, Your Honor. I would agree, Mr. Palmer, but it's now part of Detective Rodriguez's testimony.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Don't suck up. Step back.
Detective, who was this first suspect you pursued?
Dr. Stephen Delaney. He's a math professor at Chicago Polytech.
I see. And why did you first suspect him? What's going on?
The Grants called me for a second opinion on your trial.
You're kidding me.
No. I told them no.
Then why are you here?
I decided to warn you. I was thinking if I was in your shoes and I had a client calling behind my back, I would want to know.
Alicia. Thanks.
Hey, we might have our differences, but you're the better lawyer.
I am, aren't I?
And the more humble.
Mr. and Mrs. Grant, if you want another lawyer, I'll get you a list of other lawyers, but don't go behind my back. Not during trial, do you understand? You were just nervous. I understand that. We all are. You want to make a change?
No.
No.
Good.
Thank you, Dr. Delaney. Now, why did Danny Littlejohn stop coming to your B-plus club?
Well, she stopped getting B-pluses.
And did she express her worry about another student in the club?
Yes. Jeffrey Grant.
Such a loving.
Mr. Grant, not another word.
Our apologies, Your Honor.
And Mr. Grant insists that he never met Danny Littlejohn. To your knowledge, would that be false?
I'm sorry, but to my knowledge, that is false. They were both in my B-plus club, and I believe socialized there.
Now, let me just ask you this question, because I know Mr. Gardner is chomping at the bit, and I don't want to disappoint him. Did you kill Danny Littlejohn?
No.
But the police questioned you.
Yes. I was the last one to see her alive. She was in my study group.
But you have an alibi.
Yes. At the time of Danny's death, I was with my ex-wife.
Your ex-wife. Thank you, Dr. Delaney.
Yeah, that's the girl.
Danny Littlejohn, yeah. Right. Do you remember the day she died?
Oh, yeah. Last year. That was awful. She used to come in a lot.
And you were working that afternoon?
Yeah. 1 to 7.
Right. What time did she come in?
Danny.
Yeah.
She didn't come in. Not that day.
She didn't come in. Look, are you sure? Because we have someone who witnessed her with a coffee cup that came from here.
Yeah, I saw her standing outside, but a friend of hers brought her the coffee.
Do you remember seeing this student out there, too?
Yeah, I know him, but he wasn't outside with her.
But you can't be sure.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Right.
Sorry. I can lie if you want. If you want me to say I saw them together.
It's fine. Well, it's bad news.
You checked the surveillance video?
Yeah. Littlejohn's roommate went into the coffee shop. She stayed outside.
Maybe she ran into Jeffrey outside.
Well, I think he did it.
The murder weapon, the cinder block. How much did it weigh?
About 18 pounds.
Check with Jeffrey's doctor. He was injured pitching that night, right? The doctor who examined him, maybe he couldn't lift it.
Okay, I'll ask.
Good. What's up with you?
Hmm?
You wanted to talk?
Yeah. How long do you need to replace me?
How long do I need? You're leaving.
Yeah.
You going to Floor Cargo's?
No.
Then what?
Just I wanted to do something different.
What, farming?
Well, I don't want to be doing this for the next 20 years.
This isn't about money?
Nope.
Is it about Alicia?
Is what?
Her leaving.
No.
Okay. I'm going to be honest. You know this is crap. I know this is crap. Every few months you do this.
And this time I am serious.
You and I were built for this, Kalinda. It's what we do. Now, we can look at normal people and want to be like them. But we can't really.
That's supposed to be a pep talk? Because it's terrible.
Okay, look. You take a few months off. Go have a life. But I'm telling you right now, you will be bored, sick, life is overrated, and you'll miss it. That feeling you get when you figure something out. You live for that. Anyway, I'll miss you. There aren't many people I like left. There. Is that a better pep talk?
It's okay.
You want a hug?
Good morning, Mrs. Forek.
Mr. Dubak.
According to our pre-agreed ground rules, I will be taping this deposition.
Voluntary. Deposition.
Yes, voluntary deposition. And we've agreed to review and correct any mistakes in the fine copy.
And I will be taping this interview also.
Good. So then we're all ready?
We seem to be.
Okay, did you discuss your voluntary deposition with anyone before today?
Yes.
Who?
Eli Gold, my husband, Governor Peter Florek, and my lawyer, Carrie Agos.
Did you discuss it with Will Gardner, too?
No.
Really? Because you were observed meeting with Will Gardner yesterday, Tuesday the 15th, at the criminal courthouse.
I was observed?
Yes.
When I was being followed, I was observed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And for how long have I been being observed?
35 hours.
And will I continue to be observed?
I don't know.
I will be readying an order of protection right after this meeting.
Good. So, you met with Will Gardner yesterday, but you did not discuss your testimony with him.
Or interview with him.
That's correct. I didn't discuss it.
What did you discuss?
His current murder trial. I told him that the parents of his client came to me for a second opinion. When your men are trailing me and they're too far away to hear, just have them signal, and I'll talk louder.
Did Will Gardner show you this videotape?
No.
He didn't?
No.
You'll have to excuse my incredulity, but it seems to me that you and Mr. Gardner share almost everything.
Your incredulity is excused.
Do you have any other questions, Mr. Duvek, or is that it?
I was just giving Mrs. Florek a chance to reconsider her response.
No, I'm good.
You and Mr. Gardner are lovers, isn't that correct?
Excuse me. What does that have to do with anything?
The relationship between two lawyers on Governor Florek's legal team bears a direct relationship
to... No, it does not. And I'm calling a halt to this interview right now.
It's okay, Carrie. Mr. Duvek, I've been at this now for 5 years. Investigations, recriminations, personal questions, innuendo. And every time, every single time, I know the investigator is in trouble when he makes it personal, just as you did now. I know that he doesn't have the facts. You're losing, Mr. Duvek. Any other questions?
Yes, Jeffrey Grant, the guy on trial. He was in here.
And you treated him?
Yes, I treated him.
Why? He had a sprain?
Yes. He was in quite a bit of pain. His right arm.
Do you think he could have lifted this? About 18 pounds?
He might be able to with difficulty. It will be painful.
Is this about the murder?
Yeah.
I treated her that night, too.
Sorry, you treated Danny Littlejohn?
Yes.
You treated both Danny and Jeffrey?
Yes.
Excuse me.
Okay, sir. Now, this may hurt. I know. I'm sorry. Let's get him up to high school.
Doctor, when Jeffrey was brought in here, did you examine him in here?
Sorry, I'm a little busy.
Just one question. Was Jeffrey examined in the emergency room?
Yes.
Right, and Danny Littlejohn, when she was brought in, where was she?
In the operating theater downstairs.
Yeah, but was she ever on any of these beds?
We change the sheets on these beds after every patient.
I understand that, but is there any way, Doctor, that Jeffrey's sheets from earlier on that night could have come into contact with Danny?
No. Would you excuse me?
Look, check the paramedic. The same one that brought in Jeffrey Grant for his sprain brought in Littlejohn later that night. Thank you.
So, the first time you discovered there were 30,000 votes in that ballot box for your husband was in court on the eve of the election.
No.
Then when did you first discover it?
I never discovered it. There was never 30,000 votes for my husband.
Oh, I see. When did you first discover there were 28,158 votes for your husband?
When you showed me the video.
And when did you first see this video?
What is this video?
Another surveillance video. This one's from the 23rd Precinct, early voting.
I've never seen that video until this moment.
And this video?
Just to clarify, this is the very first time Mrs. Florek is seeing these videos, and we have no knowledge what they signify.
They signify that Mr. Florek stole an election. This is not about 30,000 votes. This was a conspiracy.
A conspiracy of middlemen, sir. Peter had no knowledge of these actions.
Well, that's the question, isn't it? What did the governor know? When did he know it? That's what makes Will Gardner's testimony so interesting. He took this video to the governor, and the governor did nothing.
Thank you so much, and Alicia is needed at a correspondence luncheon.
You can bury your head in the sand, Mrs. Flora, but once Will Gardner testifies, the dominoes will start falling.
Alicia, this way.
I talked to the paramedics. They might have changed the sheet. The DNA was transferred on the stretcher.
Will the paramedics testify?
Yeah, I just need a few hours.
Good, I'll get them. Kalinda.
Yeah.
That's why you can't leave. Good news, Jeffrey. Great news. Oh, my God. When did that happen?
Did you have any more questions, Counselor?
No, Your Honor. I tender the witness.
No questions, Your Honor, but I request a sidebar.
Come on up.
Let me talk to the judge. Solitary is better than this.
What is it now, Counsel?
Your Honor, we have a new piece of evidence that would require a short overnight recess.
A new piece, really? My gosh.
Dramatics, Your Honor.
What is this new piece?
We believe the DNA was transferred through a paramedic's gurney.
Come on, seriously.
There is precedent for this. An Oakland man was convicted of first-degree murder and spent 2 years in prison before it was overturned.
This is a DUI. That's all. My client is a respected businessman. He's shown a clear sense to... Shots fired at Cook County Courthouse. Everyone stay put. What is this? What's going on?
I don't know.
Rules court.
I know. Look, stay here. Did the lawyers get out?
I think one man behind the judge's bench, but there could be two others.
Well, damn it, Kalinda, back all my bosses in there.
Hey,
yeah,
help you!
Yeah!
Someone
need help.
Over here.
We're coming for you. Just hang tight.
We don't know where they are.
I'm heading behind the bench.
Yeah, SWAT on his way. Wait here.
How many shots were fired?
We don't know how many.
Could have been anybody.
I haven't seen that yet.
He's got blood loss. I can't wait.
Operation Celiacus. We need a bus force with Kalinda. Damn it, get back here. Kalinda, get down. There could be more than one.
He needs help.
Paramedics! Hi. Where is he?
They took him in there a few minutes ago.
Is he all right?
Sorry.
Excuse me. Have you seen Will Gardner? He was one of the people shot in the courthouse.
I'm sorry, those aren't my patients.
Do you know where he is?
No. I can find out for you. Just wait here.
His family, his sisters, I have to call them.
I'll do that.
No, I will. Alicia.
At this time, I'd like to ask you all to please take your seats.
You have other tapes?
Yes. Three other surveillance tapes.
With Jim Moody?
No. People I didn't recognize. He's coming after you, Eli.
As long as it's performed by underlings, we're okay. Howard, Michael, have you met Alicia Florek?
Oh, nice to meet you.
I just saw him a few hours ago.
He was happy. You know, the case was working.
He doesn't look like himself.
Alicia.
Oh, this is good weed. I want more of this. Where can I get more of this?
Right here, direct from your correspondent. No, man, you can't get it here. Not in Illinois. We're going to have to go to Colorado.
But I got bad joints. I need the medical marijuana now.
I was going to say something, but I just can't remember what it was. You know, I mean, I don't know why everybody's fighting. You need to calm down. You're all right. It's the only thing that takes the pain away.
You need to call the governor. Get on the phone. Tell him to pass the law.
Or his wife. Alicia Florek. She's a good sport. Imagine if the governor got a little high and had to talk to his wife. He'd be like, honey, I'm stoned.
Linda.
I got it. Eli, I need to talk to Alicia.
She's on the dais. She can't come now. What's wrong?
I need to talk to her, Eli.
Kalinda?
She's in the middle of the correspondence lunch.
Eli, Will's dead.
There's a shooting in the courthouse and he got caught up in the crossfire. I need to speak to Alicia.
Yes.
I'm here to tell you that after the round, you want brownies? You definitely
want brownies. You want to eat. It's going to be good, yeah, you know. You're going to chop on it. Yeah, and then you'll get all crazy in the head.
So, you know what?
There's a call for you. Yes. I have to take it.
Eli, what is it? Hello?
You're the one who went to the judge insisting the deposition can only be today. So let's get the judge on the line. But I don't think he's going to be in a giving mood.
What do you want?
I want to get out my aggressions and my anger by destroying your client. Now sit down. I said sit the hell down.
I don't know what you think you're doing.
I'm making an executive decision. I'm the ranking partner here.
You know Will Gardner, Diane. You'll only hurt yourself trying to be.
Well, then fasten your seatbelts. We're heading for a lot of hurt.
Oh, wait a minute. Sorry. Lost my pen right there. Almost got it. Almost. No, again, I'm sorry. Would you mind...
If you think your life would have been better with Will, you are kidding yourself.
Stop it, Peter!
No, I'm not going to let you throw away this marriage because you have some idealized notion of a man who you're not even sure cared about you.
You're a bastard.
And you're a selfish bitch. But you know what? We're all that we have.
You're going to have to learn to trust me real quick. I'm the new Will.
You're not the new Will.